Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Over the 4th of July weekend, I was returning from a mediocre surf session at the South Jetty when I noticed the signs to the Humboldt Bay National Wildlife Refuge. Even though I have lived here for 24 years, I'd never visited the refuge. Recently, some friends showed their pictures of the refuge and raved about it, so that morning I decided to drive in and see what there was to see. The sun was breaking through the fog, and the luscious green marshlands and surrounding hills were almost too verdant to describe. I went into the office and found the people at the desk happy to share their knowledge of the flora and fauna, which was extensive and impressive. Exhibits were informative and handsomely displayed. I called my wife and suggested we do our daily hike around the refuge rather than our usual headwaters trail. She got excited and told me to get home so we could do just that. So we walked and looked, occasionally through binoculars, and we were mightily impressed. The naturalist had cautioned us that this is not the time of year to see an abundance of birds. For one example, migratory birds like the Aleutian cackling geese come each spring. Over 20,000 visit from late January through April. Nevertheless, we saw plenty to whet our appetite. For examples, there was an abundance of those big white egrets. The contrast between the green marsh and their snow-white plumage provided a feast for the eyes, especially at their rookery at the top of the nearby trees. Then there were the great herons, who looked like close cousins to the egrets, only a bit more gray, equally large and lumbering as they flew overhead. I didn't expect a serenade, but a little sparrow was chirping his heart out, and we could not ignore his melody from the nearby bushes. There were game birds aplenty. There were many hawks. While we did not see any bald eagles, I noticed on the board there was someone who had seen a bald eagle a few days earlier. I've rarely slowed down long enough to pay much attention to birds, but I've noticed that the more attention I pay, the more beautiful and intricate are these designs and habits of these lovely winged creatures. Then there were the colors. We were awestruck by the abundance of yellow blossoms and contrasting red sands found in certain parts of the marsh. The whole display was more flamboyant than a mariachi band and nearly as melodic. Finally, we saw the plaque dedicating the wildlife refuge to Richard Guadagno, a naturalist who had worked at Humboldt Bay National Wildlife Refuge until the age of 38. When returning from his native New Jersey, where he and family had celebrated his grandmother's 100th birthday, he boarded Flight 93 that was hijacked by terrorists and went down somewhere over Shanksville, Pennsylvania. He sounded like a vibrant and interesting man who was believed to have been one of several people who was aboard Flight 93 and took action against the hijackers during the attack. The refuge is aptly named in his memory. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.